Welcome to Broadmoor Wildlife Sanctuary. Before you begin the cell phone tour of our All Persons Trail, please listen to a brief introduction here at Stop 1, the Nature Center. There are 12 stops along the trail where you can explore the nature of Broadmoor. To learn about a stop, simply enter its number on your cell phone. When you hear my voice at the end of each interpretive narration, I will be giving you instructions about traveling from stop to stop. You can also use the trail map to locate the stops. You may wish to disconnect your cell phone as you walk so that you can go at your own pace. When you arrive at the next stop, redial the tour phone number and enter the stop number. You can hang up at any time during the narration, skip a stop, or repeat a stop. Just call us back when you are ready and enter the number of the stop you want to hear. Anytime you wish to hear directions repeated for the stop you are going to, press the star key. For people who have difficulty hearing, a transcript of this tour in addition to the map is available at the front desk. A transcript is also available in Braille. Now let's learn some basic information about Broadmoor.
Welcome to Broadmoor's multisensory interpretive guide to our marsh boardwalk trail in spring. Broadmoor undergoes an extraordinary transformation from the final blustery days of winter in March to the balmy cusp of summer in June. Hibernators emerge and migrants return. Birds and animals begin to rear their young. Trees leaf out and plants flower. The forests and fields grow green. There is much to hear, smell, feel, and see. We hope our guide encourages you to make an in-depth sensory exploration of the nature of Broadmoor and heightens your sense of wonder. Before you begin, we'd like to orient you to our sanctuary, give you a few quick instructions, and point you in the right direction. Broadmoor contains more than 600 protected acres of field, forest, and wetland habitat. We have 9 miles of walking trails. The trail that you're about to explore is a quarter-mile loop that is accessible to everyone. The wide path through the woods and the boardwalk through Indian Brook Marsh accommodate wheelchairs, walkers, and baby strollers. There are benches along the boardwalk where you can sit. The marsh boardwalk is a favorite with young and old alike, new visitors or experienced outdoors people. The narration portion of the multisensory guide takes about 60 to 70 minutes. There's no time limit for walking the trail, but many people take an hour and a half or more to fully enjoy the experience. Because we're a wildlife sanctuary, all the plants and animals here are protected. Please do not collect, pick, or eat anything. For your safety as well as for that of the wildlife, remain on the trail to avoid poison ivy, thorny vegetation, rocks, roots, and ticks.
Your self-guided multisensory nature walk of Broadmoor in spring is about to begin. You will pass by an open field and enter the forest. In the woods, you will make a hairpin turn and head down to the marsh. You will go through the marsh on our boardwalk, then return to the Nature Center through the woods. Ready? Exit the Nature Center through the 2 sets of doors and then make an immediate left to the stairs. Go down the stairs and continue straight to the gravel path, then turn right and find the split rail fence. Keeping the fence on your right, follow it to the end post, which is stop 2. When you get there, press 2. If you hang up, remember to redial the tour number first.